From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Today we bring you part two of our visit to Jackson Lake Island, located off the Alabama River Parkway between Montgomery and Millbrook. The island was prominent in the 2003 film Big Fish, and the movie set for the town of Specter is still standing. Our guests are the Honorable Lynn Clardy Bright, whose family owns the property, and Priscilla Cromlin McMullen, who was the lead dancer in the movie based on the novel Big Fish by Daniel Wallace. We are on location for a second interview about the movie Big Fish, based on the book by Daniel Wallace of the same name. We are here with Judge Lynn Bright. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to have you here.
Whose family owns the property?
Yes, yes. For many years, it's been in our family.
And with one of the stars of Big Fish, the lead dancer, Inspector. This is the village that was the centerpiece of the whole movie. Priscilla Cromlin McMullen.
Thank you so much for having me, Carolyn. I love being here.
We have been reminiscing over this beautiful part of the Alabama River. How would you describe it?
It used to be the way the river flowed. It is a lake that is fed by the Alabama River. If you get in a boat, you can go right out into the Alabama River from Jackson Lake. But the island is about a 60-acre island right in the middle of this beautiful lake.
You, Judge Bright, have found out how much this movie meant to the hearts of some of the people who come here to see the town of Specter.
We have been amazed at the number of people who have come here who are really serious fans of this movie, who love this movie, who connected with this movie at an emotional, spiritual level almost. One man that I think of had come here from South Florida shortly after his 21-year-old son had died of cancer. We ran into him at the gate. He was crying, and he said, I had to get here. And he told us that his son had just died about 4 weeks earlier. And that during his illness, his father said he sat by his bed for many hours, and that they watched this film together. And it opened a discussion that helped them heal some of the issues that they had had as a father and son. That underlying message of communication between fathers and sons, such a strong premise of the movie, he said it had helped them heal. And when his son died, he was at peace because they had had that conversation.
Priscilla, your family is well known in the arts, and especially dance, ballet, River Region Ballet. You have lived all over the world, yet you came back to Elmore County. Did Big Fish play a part in drawing you back?
Maybe it did, subconsciously, but I just think that Alabama is so beautiful, especially Elmore County, Millbrook area, and I think that Tim Burton saw that, and Alabama has always been my home. Even though I've traveled all over the world, I still appreciate Alabama more than anywhere else. And I feel like Tim Burton also saw that. You know, he's very smart to have filmed Big Fish here because there really aren't very many places as beautiful as Alabama, and especially Elmore County and here in Millbrook at Specter. So I'm just so happy to be living back home, and it's so peaceful. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. I have an 8-month-old, so I can't think of anywhere else that I would want to raise a child than here.
Judge Bright, back to the movie. I want you to describe the set and what the movie was about and where we're standing.
It was just amazing how much they cared to make it authentic and to make it a mystical, magical place. As you look at it today, it looks a little depressed, and that's because the last part of the movie that they filmed was where the town had gone down, and it was auctioned on the steps of the bank. And of course, Edward Blum bought it and brought it back to life. But the last thing they filmed was when it was depressed, and they came in and took off that beautiful sod and took the paint off the building. So when they left it, it looked pretty rough. But time has not been kind either to it. We've replaced roofs. We've done some repairs. Just want to make sure we can keep it as long as we can. But seeing Priscilla dance that night and the beautiful filming in the street of Spectre that night, we were fortunate enough to be invited to come watch. And obviously my only time to ever witness Hollywood in action. It was just absolutely beautiful. And Priscilla's dancing and her part, you know, she might not have had a line, but she spoke loudly in that movie.
What do you think keeps drawing people here?
Well, a lot of it is the love of that movie. You know, it's not every day that you can just walk into a real Hollywood set and see something that you can then see on a film. And so I think part of it is just that mystery, you know, what does it look like now? But also there are people that just want to feel it. They want to walk through those streets and try to remember what they loved about that movie. Other people love to come here because of the goats. The goats live in Spectre now. They are a special attraction that wasn't planned, but it just sort of happened. And now I think if we got rid of the goats, we'd be in real trouble because people would be really hurt with us. But they sort of are a special part of Spectre as well.
Priscilla, you mentioned in our last interview interacting with the lead actor, Ewan McGregor. How about some of the other people associated with the movie? Did you have any interaction with them?
I did. I got to meet Missy Pyle. Missy was just so funny in real life as well as in movies. So I got to know her, and I got to know Haley Ann Nelson, who plays the little girl in Big Fish, and Steve Buscemi, yeah. And he's so funny in real life, too. Very talented. And then Danny DeVito in the circus scene, he said to me, "You're looking good, kid. You're looking good." That's my memory of him. And he was a lot of fun to just watch. They're just all so talented. It's really a great cast.
Jessica Lange.
Actually, I did meet Jessica Lange in the river scene when Edward's character is going to the river to die. She's just such a wonderful human being as well. Beautiful spirit. Again, so talented. Really, everyone in the movie is. So.
Today, it's almost 20 years since you were here. Driving in, I was wondering about your emotions.
I had so much joy. It was so fun because I'm here with my 8-month-old son and my husband. It was really fun to be able to share that memory with them because my husband, especially before he even met me, he knew of Big Fish and loved the movie. It's one of his favorite movies of all time. And he noticed me in different scenes, like the Spectre scene especially. And he told me that when he saw me, he wanted to, you know, meet that girl from Spectre. I don't know if he was just saying that, but yeah, coming back today it's just such a joy. We're about to go walk around and see the actual town and take photos, of course. But this is such an exquisite location. I can understand why Tim Burton chose it. And the Spanish moss, this is such a beautiful place. It feels great to be back.
Judge Bright, I want to end on a happy note. There is what people might call a line of shoes at the entrance to the village of Spectre. Shoes keep appearing.
Yes, they do. It is the original line that was in the movie. And for those that have seen the movie where little Ginny takes off Edward Bloom's shoes and runs down the street and throws them over the line, nobody wore shoes in Spectre. It was that idyllic. The line is still there, and shoes get added every day. About every 4 to 5 months, we have to clear the shoes off or the line will droop to the ground. So if anybody needs any used shoes, just let us know.
What a happy memory to share.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
Joining us at Jackson Lake Island were the Honorable Lynn Clardy Bright and Priscilla Crumlin McMullen. More information about the picturesque island can be found at the Jackson Lake Island Facebook page. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.